Well, good morning. It is wonderful to have you all here this morning. We begin our service by singing the doxology, which is found in the red hymnal number 549. The doxology number 549. Worship is hymn number 703. May you always be joyful in your life in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. Show a gentle attitude towards all. The Lord is coming soon. Don't worry about anything, but in all your prayers, ask God for what you need, always asking Him with a thankful heart. And God's peace, which is far beyond human understanding, will keep your hearts and minds safe in Christ Jesus. Amen. Our first hymn this morning is hymn number 99, What a Fellowship, What a Joy Divine. Hymn number 99. Before the Lord in prayer this morning. Our gracious God, we are so thankful that you've brought us all here this morning. And Lord, you have reminded us already this morning through your scripture that we are to come before you with all the needs and requests that we have in our lives. And when we do that, Lord, we are to be thankful in all things. And God, I would ask right now that as we come before you just as we are, Lord, you know of the needs that we have, the challenges we are facing. And God, I would ask that you would give us the courage that we need, the strength that we need, the vision that we need, the hope that we need to go through those challenges that we are facing. That you would give us that wisdom and that discernment that we need to have. That we would rely on you in all things and that we would be thankful. And that we would lean on you in those everlasting arms that you have provided us through your Son, Jesus Christ. God, we think of the needs of fellow patients throughout this medical center, of the staff that is working here today, of the family members that you will be visiting. And Lord, I guess in the same way, we pray for that same courage. And Lord, we just lift them up to you in prayer. We ask, God, that you would intercede in our requests and in their requests in a very special way, and that you would remind them always to trust in you and to be thankful. And God, we are so thankful that you taught us to pray by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for praying with me this morning. Our next hymn is number 107, When Peace Like a River. Hymn number 107, When Peace Like a River. Singing with me this morning. Our scripture reading this morning comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 8, beginning with verse 10. He said, "The knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of God has been given to you, but to others I speak in parables, so that those seeing, they may not see, though hearing, they may not understand. This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God. Those along the path are the ones who hear it, and then the devil comes and takes away from the word from their hearts, so that they may not believe and be saved. Those on the rocky ground are the ones who receive the word with joy when they hear it, but they have no root. They believe for a while, but in the time of testing, they fall away. The seed that fell among thorns stands for those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by life's worries, riches, and pleasures, and they do not mature. But the seed of good soil stands for those with a noble and good heart who hear the word, retain it, and by persevering produce a crop. Amen. Let us pray. Our gracious God, Lord, I just want to thank you for this time of worship that we've had thus far. Lord, I thank you for each and every one that is here, Lord, to come and worship you, because, Lord, they do so freely. And, Lord, they have taken that choice to step out in faith to come and worship with you this morning. And, God, I would honor that step this morning. I would honor the faith that they have. And, Lord, I would ask that you would help me say those things that we all need to hear, so that all of us can take that step in faith. Help me now, I pray, in Christ's name. Amen. Well, you know, when I preach, I always ask different questions at different times in my sermon. So first of all, I want to ask this question of you and me. Do we see, do we hear, and do we understand what God has done for us through his Son, Jesus Christ? That's a question for you and for me. And then the other question is, as we hear the word of God through various ways, either through the scriptures or through the wonderful hymns that we sing, through the music that we listen to, through the prayers that we offer, do we retain the word of God in our lives? And not only do we retain it, but do we persevere in our lives? Do we go through the challenges, or do we try to find some way to circumvent them, to go around them, to go underneath them, to go over them? Do we persevere with the Word of God? One thing that I want to share with you this morning is I was thinking this week about what I was going to be preaching about and looking for that ideal example that I could focus on. Lynn and I, we've been going through our house and we've been doing some house cleaning and we've been throwing some things out, and some of those things that has needed to be thrown out. And as we were going through a lot of those different things that we were going finding in the closet, I found some things that I did not want to throw out. Even though I have never used them, even though I probably will never use them, I still want to keep them. And the things that I want to keep, not use ever probably, and not throw out is what? Things that have been given to me. Gifts, ties, pictures, a shovel, believe it or not. My kids gave me a shovel 1 year for Christmas, and I'm still trying to figure out why they gave me that shovel. Maybe I needed a, I don't know. Anyway, there's some analogies there. You can make whatever you want. I don't know. But I wanted to retain, I wanted to keep those gifts that were given to me. And as I thought about that, I asked myself this question: what do I do with the gifts that God has given me? Do I keep them? Do I retain them? But most importantly, do I use them? I think all of us have been given gifts by family members and friends, things that we cherish but we know we will never use, but we still keep them because it's precious to us, because they remembered us, they thought about us, and they gave us a gift, and we keep that gift in remembrance of that relationship. But God has given us many gifts, and one of the things that he has given us is the Word of God, is the relationship that we have with God through his son, Jesus Christ. And what do we do with that gift? Do we honor that relationship that we have? Do we know when God gives us that gift that it is something that he wants us to use every day in our lives? He wants us to have a practical application to our relationship that we have with God. You know, we just sang this hymn, "When Peace Like a River." And I know a lot of times when I sing hymns with you, I think, you know what? Certain hymns just kind of say it all. It's almost like a mini sermon, a mini devotional that we're getting. And so this morning, is it well with your soul in terms of the gifts that God has given you? Do you take them? Do you apply them to your everyday lives? Because Christ went to the cross as an offering for me and for you. An offering for the things that we have done wrong. An offering for a relationship that has been separated because of our sin, because of the things that we have done wrong. So do we take the gift of the offering of Christ on the cross and do we apply it? Do we understand it? And in the same way as we understand the offering of Christ, do we too make the same sacrifice as followers of Jesus Christ? Do we make the same offering? Because if we truly want to grow, if we truly want to be that seed that God has given us through his word, if we truly want to persevere in the challenges that we need to have, if we truly want to produce the good crop that I think all of us want to have, then it requires us to do something with the offering that God has given us through his son. That we need to be of service to each other. And I understand that it is difficult when we talk about service and what that means. The giving of ourselves to others, even though they do not deserve it, even though they don't return the same service to us in kind, even when they are rude, crude, and socially unacceptable people. God tells us that we still need to make that sacrifice, that offering of service to him. And it reflects really about who we are. It reflects the fact of the seed that God has given us. It is reflection of the commitment that we've made to God. That somehow we provide that same sacrifice and that same offering. So that at the end of the day, when we sum up the different things that we've done in our lives, and yes, every day we stumble and fall. I do every day. I've already taken a few steps and I've already stumbled, but you know, God is there to pick us up. God is there to guide us on our next step. God is there not when we are only successful, but when we fail, and that's when God is in our lives the most. When we truly understand the everlasting arms that God has given us, that he's there to pick us up, to give us the strength and the courage that we need to take that other step, to persevere in the challenges that we may be facing. I think sometimes that Christianity gets it all wrong when we say that once we come to know God through his son, Jesus Christ, that everything will be okay and that life will not be difficult. But I believe that that idea is incorrect. Life is difficult. Life is a challenge. And I think if we understand that, and as we face those challenges, we do so unafraid. We understand that life is difficult, but the difficulty for us we can handle because of what Christ has done for us. Because of the helper that is with us every day, the Holy Spirit. It is there to give us the living life that God wants us to have. It's a sense of a spiritual life that we express in terms of who we are as followers of Jesus Christ. And as we apply it to our life, and we know that life is a challenge and that we have to persevere, and as we face those challenges, as we go through those difficulties in life, we say, thank you, God, for helping me through those difficulties. Thank you for helping me through those challenges. Because the road of life is not easy. Because if it was, the scriptures that we have this morning, that we've read this morning together, would not make any sense. Because I think all of us can identify that when we hear the word of God, that the devil comes and takes it away. When we hear the word of God, we are a rocky ground, but then we only believe for a while because we have no roots. We hear the word of God, and then we see the thorns of life spring up, and we feel that life has choked us, that we don't have the maturity or the roots in the ground to hold fast when things are going difficult. The scriptures that we have read this morning reminds us that life is a challenge, that life is difficult. But yet you and I are not alone. You and I represent the good soil. The good soil in which, as the word of God comes into our life, we hear it, we understand it, we retain it, and we want to apply it, and we begin to build roots into the ground that when things happen, when the storms and the different weather fronts of life confront us, that we can stand fast, that we can bend with the things that happen, but yet we do not break, we do not lose our roots, because they are anchored in our relationship with God through His Son, Jesus Christ. And then we are able to say, and we are able to persevere, and we are able to produce a good crop of service to one another. And then we see within those lives the transformation that God wants us to have, the holiness that we thought was never possible. And we want to say, thank you, God. Thank you for seeing me through those challenges that I have been facing. Thank you, God, in understanding you truly have made a difference in my life. Thank you, God, for picking me up when I have fallen down through my own desires, through my own will, through my own gratification. And then we see what God wants us to have, the results of being follower of Jesus Christ. The results that whatever that next challenge might be, and it'll be coming soon for you and for me. I don't want those challenges, but I know that they're potentially going to be out there, because historically my life has said I've had challenges and that life has been difficult. But we should never be afraid of taking that next step. We should never be afraid of tomorrow. We might have anxieties, we might have worries. The scriptures tell us not to think that way, not to be that way. But I think that's human nature for all of us. When we face the different unknowns of each day, but God says, you know what? In the relationship that you have with me, I know who you are. I know that you are doing what you can do to walk with me. I am here to help you the rest of the way. I am here to give you the courage and the strength that you need to have. I am here to give you that peace that passes all understanding. I am here to show you the mercies of God in your own life so that you can take those mercies and demonstrate those same mercies to others. I'm here to remind you that as you are there servicing others, you see truly the relationship that you want to have with yourself and with me. You truly see that you are following the will that I have set before you. And then as we take that, and as we understand that, as we apply it, we see that our faith is something in which has action, because God is working in our lives. We see that as we are taking those steps, as we are doing those things to honor God, that we require within our relationship the time in which we communicate with God through that act of worship, through that time that we spend on Sunday morning part of the time, through the time that we spend with God each day, communicating with God through His Word, through His music, through His Holy Spirit, through the relationships that we have with others. Because we grow in that. We grow in that communication because we know that we are not alone. And then we see the encouragement that we all need to have. Are you an encourager? Whether you are or whether you are not, encouraging is something that the Holy Spirit does for each and every one of us. And then we see with all the things that we're doing, with all the service that we are applying to our lives, we are doing those things in terms of a role in which God has placed us. The giving that we give to others in terms of our act of service, in terms of our act of kindness. I was reading something the other day at a middle school I went to. One of our grandsons was having a concert in his band, and I found this saying on the wall. It actually was in the bathroom as I was standing at the urinal. And it actually said this, and it was talking about kindness, that you are doing the right thing when you are kind. You are doing the right thing always when you are kind. And I took that word, if you will, from the wall. And I thought about it in terms of what it means to do the right thing. And is kindness always the right thing to do? And I think all of us would be in agreement that the answer would be yes. Yes. And that's what God wants us to show to one another. Even when we have to say some things that can be difficult in the relationships that we have, even when we have to acknowledge the truth about ourselves, we need to exercise it with kindness. 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 Because it does tell something about ourselves when we do that. Because then we truly reflect the relationship that God has given us. Hasn't God been kind to you? Even when He tells you that you have done something wrong and you feel the guilt, doesn't God do that out of kindness to you? He does it to me. He reminds me of the things that I need to work on. He reminds me of the things that I haven't perfected yet, that I struggle with. But with the Holy Spirit, He tells me and guides me with kindness. God has never been rough with me. When I think about that kindness, I think about His love. And when I think about His love, I think about the cross on Calvary, the life of Christ that provides us an example, the death of Christ that provided that sacrifice and that offering for us, for our sins and our separation from God. But you see, it doesn't stop there. For you see, after the burial, we have a resurrection. And in the same way, you and I were put on the cross. We died to the person that we used to be. We experience a new life when we accepted Christ. We experience a new birth. Remember that term, born again? We don't use it as much as we used to. But you and I received a new life. When Christ was resurrected, you and I were resurrected with that new life. That's the life that God wants us to lead. Not the previous life that we go back and forth with on a regular basis and struggle with, but the new life in Christ. And we take that and we say, God, I just want to thank you and I appreciate what you've done for me. But not only that, God, I want it in my life. I know I need to have it. And then God says, you have it already. I am with you. I have never forsaken you. With kindness, I have done my best to remind you of the relationship that you have with my Son, Jesus Christ, and I want you to be walking with me every moment of every day. I want it to be well with your soul. I want your life to reflect the things that I have taught you. I want you to have that mercy for yourself and for others. That requires you and I to be cheerful, to bring honor to what God has done for us. Because you see, as we do these things, we keep growing in the Lord. It is a process that never ends. It is a process that you and I can understand, and we mature and we grow stronger, we grow taller. We become that witness that God wants us to be. And it is my hope and prayer that we keep growing, that we see the things that God wants us to work on, that we hear the things that God wants us to work on, that we understand the things that God wants us to work on, so then we can retain it, so that we can persevere, and so that our lives can produce a crop that honors God. Amen. Please join me in communion this morning. And as we have communion, you are free to be a part of that. If you know and understand that you have a relationship with God through His Son, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. God, you have reminded us, Lord, the things that we just need to work on. And God, you have showed us those things through kindness, through love, through forgiveness, through mercy. God, forgive me when I have not taken the gifts that you've given me and applied them, used them the way that you want me to use them, to make my life better and to make the lives of others better. Help me, God, to take those gifts that you've given me, to take that offering, to take that sacrifice, and to do likewise with everyone else that is in my life. Forgive me, God, for I truly want to retain your word. And Lord, all of us here truly want to have that relationship through your Son, Jesus Christ, so that we can produce a crop of life that honors you in all things. Thank you, God, for forgiving us of our sins and loving us just the way we are this morning. In Christ's name, amen. For I received from the Lord what I also pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let us partake together. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Let us partake together. Our closing hymn is number 94, "Sweet Hour of Prayer." Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that calls me from a world of care, and bids me at my Father's throne make all my wants and wishes known. In seasons of distress and grief, my soul has often found relief and oft escaped the tempter's snare by thy return, sweet hour of prayer. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, thy wings shall my petition bear to him whose truth and faithfulness engage the waiting soul to bless. And since he bids me seek his faith, believe his word and trust his grace, I'll cast on him my every care and wait for thee, sweet hour of prayer. Let us pray. Gracious God, we are so thankful that you've reminded us that you want us to retain what we learn from you. You want to apply it, God, and you want us to keep growing so we can produce the crop that honors you. And God, help us to do that because we believe in your word and we trust in your grace. And now may the peace of God that passes all understanding be with you now and forevermore. Amen. Thank you for coming.